Hello, everybody. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, in for just a truncated show before Judd Surratt has the pregame for tonight's game against the St. Louis Blues. 8:30 puck drop, of course, game one, a big game. The puck drop, of course, the play-by-play, John Weideman and Troy Murray. Excited is an understatement. Well, it's now an expected joy in this town. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight. For generations of Blackhawks fans, that wasn't always the case. But today, now, we live among the Giants. Names like Taves, Hossa, Crawford, Keith, Seabrook, Kane. They're all as household as they come for Chicago sports. And the reason those names mean something to sports fans, the reason that this time is as sacred as a holiday, the reason we devote all of our energy and our resources is because of what these grown men do with this time. They win. They rally. They overcome. They persevere. They get knocked down and they get back up. They take us to the brink, and when it seems utterly impossible, they do just that, the impossible. And in a way, that's why we watch any sport, to watch mere human beings overcome obstacles to achieve greatness, to do things that the rest of us, well, we either aspire to or we just can't. It's been described that the city and the sports team that resides there identify with each other. This town has always been represented by a defense from a different game. The monsters of the Midway took on characteristics of their city, Chicago. But you know what? I think it might be time to change that. Because as it's been said so eloquently before, by better men than me, one team, one goal, one city. Your Chicago Blackhawks. I'm jacked up. This is the best time of the year. Playoff time here in Chicago. Chicago Blackhawks here on 720 WGN. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Judd Surratt will have the pregame. Scott King is going to be here as well right after the news at 7:30 to give us a little bit more Blackhawks. Talk about the Blues, the rivalry from this season, and what we can expect from this series that's about to begin here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But, of course, you know, it is the download, so why don't we start with the carryout, get some of our headlines in, find out what was happening today. This, of course, the nightly segment where I read the newspaper, so you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. The new top cop, Eddie Johnson, is officially no longer an interim. The city council just changed the laws. It used to be that the police board had to recommend a candidate, but nope. A 60-year ordinance was pushed aside like an old lady standing in front of the last piece of chicken at the buffet. This in favor of the mayor's new choice. Why? Well, because the mayor went rogue after the police board spent $500,000 on candidates he didn't want. So I guess Alderman just saved us money? Thanks. This, of course, on the heels of the big task force study that says the police departments need an overhaul because of its racist past and its, quote, disregard for minority lives. When asked for comment, the police said, license and registration. No, I was just asking for a comment. Do you know how fast you were going? Just one comment. Step out of the car. Oh. The RNC Donald Trump feud is escalating. Trump said that the system is rigged. The RNC said, ixnay on the rigged system, eh? As we hit mid-April, it's becoming more and more clear that this party dysfunction still has a ceiling, and it's called the GOP convention. Man, that's going to be must-watch political theater. Like Ukraine up in here! That was my DMX, anybody? In other news, Denny Hastert lawyers question if the groin rub amounted to sexual abuse. You know, I'm not a judge, but yes, it does. The CDC confirmed that the Zika virus does indeed cause birth defects. Come on, man. It finally gets nice out and you got us all worrying about birth defects. So H1N1, Ebola, Zika, West Nile, space junk falling from the sky, Charlie Sheen. I mean, come on, I'm not going outside at all this summer. Russian fighter jets must have just watched Top Gun because they just started doing flybys to American battleships in the Baltics. Seriously, watch the video. It's crazy. But you know what? They're European, so maybe it's just they have a problem with personal space and touching. They're just kind of all over you. So So probably it's the same when it comes to war. I don't know. In similar news, Old Navy has a new president. Good. They should sit down with the Russians and make a call on some of these aging warships. Oh, you mean, I'm sorry. Old Navy, the store. Ah, got it. Well, maybe they could just make a call on those goofy no-button linen shirts. Also, do you have anything in that store that doesn't get super wrinkled when you wash it? I mean, just give me 5 minutes with the CEO. 5 minutes, that's all I ask. Today, Google announced a new calendar feature, Google Goals. It's essentially finds time in your calendar for new activities and things that you have been putting off. Well, no word on whether or not Google will force you to do such things. Skydiving, oh, I'm tired. Door gets kicked in. You must go skydiving. You must go skydiving. That's when Google Goals will count when it's got a taser. In weather, hold your applause. Hold your applause. Wait for it. Wait for the weekend. In sports, the Blackhawks are ready for game one. I'm ready. Coming up tonight, right here on 720 WGN Chicago. Great news, Andrew Ladd's going to play. Great news, Corey Crawford's in goal. Great news, Marian Hossa is back, and he's wearing a rayon shirt. Good news, playoff hockey is back. God love it. My prediction, Hawks win tonight in a nail-biter, 17-0. The Cubs and Sox are back at it tonight, both in first place in their respective divisions. Hey, all right. Cubs get the Reds, Sox get the Twins. The final game of the regular season tonight for the Bulls. Reports are out that some starters are miffed at Jimmy Butler and his perceived unfair star treatment from the team. The CBS report says the Bulls have serious chemistry issues and expect big changes this offseason. So wait, no more Mike Dunleavy? And tonight's the final game for the Warriors. A win for Golden State gives them a regular season record with 73 wins, beating out the 96 Bulls. When reached for comment, Tony Kukoc was like, oh, what can you say? Very good team. And then Phil was right behind him going, Tony! Tony, speak up! There you go. And that was my ode to the 96 Bulls. Also, Kobe retires tonight. He won't be remembered. And finally, there's full outrage in the Game of Thrones fan community as it was leaked that President Obama was given advance copies of the upcoming season. Hey, some presidents use their last months to pardon a bunch of people. Some get advanced copies of Game of Thrones. When asked for comment, Obama said, let's just say winter's here and it's snowing. I don't even watch a show, but that seems like a legit spoiler. Well, that's the carryout for April 13, 2016. Hey, did you order the pot stickers? We put three in there for you because, you know, God forbid we give you enough to eat. More to come. Scott King's going to be here. He's the man behind the WGN Plus Blackhawks Crazy podcast. He's also a Red Eye Chicago contributor. He's in the Red Eye today. We'll talk to Scott about the big matchup tonight with the Kings. I was going to say the Kings. The Blues. It's a download. Stay with us. All right, coming up here on the download, we're going to talk with Scott King, a Blackhawks Crazy podcaster here at WGN Plus, also a Red Eye contributor. He's covers the Blackhawks. We'll talk about the rivalry between the Blues and the Hawks coming up here after the news. Rob Martyr, how are you, man? You jacked up?
Are you kidding me? Patrick Kane described it best last night when he called the Blues a heavy team. They bring it. That means they're tough. They've got a little grit on them. It's, you know, it's a typical Ken Hitchcock coach team.
Okay, so when I go back to my 12-year-old self and my grandma says, oh, Justin's getting heavy, that means I'm tough.
Means you're nasty.
Means I'm nasty.
Got a little bit of that, got that hard edge to you. That hard bark, as we like to say.
Do you like, I mean, I kind of said to Rowan Anhouse, I really do feel like a privilege and an honor to be broadcasting on a night when the Blackhawks play. For you, I mean, you're going to be doing cast and stuff. Do you like being here, or would you rather be, you know, hosting a party or doing something, watching the game like a fan?
You know what? I would love to be actually covering the event. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of playoff hockey during my time up in Montreal, and there's nothing like the atmosphere surrounding the playoffs in the NHL.
What's it like? I mean, you've obviously gone to regular season games. What is it about the playoff atmosphere that changes?
Look, if you're a Bears fan or a Cubs fan, especially mm-hmm. last year, I mean, any time that a Chicago team you know, gets into the postseason, it's just incredible. I mean, the intensity. How do I describe it? You feel it. I mean, I don't want to use palpable, I guess. I mean, you can cut it with a knife. I mean, all the cliches that go along with covering postseason.
Hockey seems to be one of those sports that I always wonder, if, you know, because obviously home ice means something because that's what people play for. And it also means, you know, good things for the organization because you get a game on your home ice. But it always feels to me like it can go one way or the other. Yeah. Like you feel like, you know, the Blackhawks win tonight or it's not a given as it is in some other sports. Like you think about basketball is really hard to win on a home court. Football, too, you know, playing another. Do you feel the same way? Like in hockey, it feels like you can go one way or the other.
You know, the way it sets up is that if you're the away team opening up a series, you want to get that split away. But, you know, the way the NHL sets it up, it's two away, two at home, and then 1-2-1. Is, you know, so it's right. It's, but yeah, I mean, if the Hawks can get the split, then they're okay coming back home. If they go down 0-2, it's going to be a lot tougher. Of course, I don't know in hockey if it's as big a deal. You know, it helps, but you know, look, I saw an interesting statistic, and I hope I'm not screwing this up. The last three playoff series for the Blues, they have lost to a team that was seeded lower.
Yeah.
And the Blackhawks are obviously seated lower.
Well, we're going to talk with Scott about that too, and feel free to pop in. But to me, that's a huge. It seems like a lot of pressure on the Blues because when you get to a point where you're going to break up the team if you lose, and that becomes the overwhelming feeling, that's never good. I mean, see Chicago Bulls. How many times they've said that?
And the Blues are favored.
Right,
so
there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll half an hour till Judd starts here. Okay.
The mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Blackhawks. You're flying high now, so let's wrap it up. Let's go, you Hawks. Move on. Now all the dogs. Here come the Hawks.
Yeah, can't wait for that. It's a download here on WGN Radio. Just really fill in a seat until Judd Surratt takes over at 8. Puck drops at 8:30. Scott King's in studio with me. Scott is a WGN Plus podcaster with Blackhawks Crazy. He also is a Red Eye contributor. Had a story today in the Red Eye. Scott, good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm always happy to fill a seat. Keep it warm. Thanks,
Keep it
Justin.
Warm. We got a couple of minutes still to the real deal. But Scott, let's talk about this Blackhawks team. You know, it's been an up and down season. I mean, if you would have sort of had this conversation when we did, had this conversation when they had winning streaks going in January, would be like, they don't even play the playoffs. These guys are going to win it all. Is this a normal season or is this abnormal?
I think so. I mean, I know you're a casual fan, Justin. You're supposed to be a better fan now, I believe.
Absolutely.
You said
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Looks like it.
Yep.
But no, you know, how many times have you watched them and you think, you know, that they're not playing right now? We know they have all these great guys with this great team. They have this switch and they can just flip it. I think the good news for fans and people that watch the Hawks now they have a chance to play their best hockey. This is when they come alive. This is when they really let it rip in the playoffs.
Do you believe that? I mean, do you believe that this is a sort of veteran team that just kind of was playing possum for the last couple weeks?
You never want to accuse players
of mailing it in, but look,
I think, you know, I've mentioned it before on Twitter. I think they do have a switch. I think they flip it. I think there's regular season Hawks that play pretty hard. You don't want to play them. They have, I mean, look at their second line this year. It was the best line in hockey with Panarin, Anisimov, and Kane. You have the probably MVP, the Hart Trophy winning player in Kane. You won Yart Ross most points, 106. And then you have Panarin, who's probably going to be Rookie of the Year.
That's amazing.
So you don't want to play against guys like that in a regular season. And I mean, they were trending up again right into the end of the season.
Now, at the beginning of this season, there was, you know, this was supposed to be an off season of blowing up the team. There's no way they can hold on to these salaries. We saw some popular players go, a lot of trades, flurries of trades of people going. But it turned out that the Blackhawks, even at the trade deadline, were able to put together a team once again that is at the top of the crop of the NHL.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought that you get Andrew Ladd back in town? I mean, that's a name that's always floated around during free agency, and you know what his contract is and what he meant to Winnipeg and how much he meant when he was here. I mean, I remember talking to players after he got traded, and that was one guy they didn't want to see go because he's such a big locker room guy. He's been filling that left wing position perfectly on the top line. He's a great playmaker. He gets in front of the net. He can score. He goes to the dirty areas. He'll throw down. He'll drop the gloves. So I think they're really lucky to have him back, and he did pretty well for when he came in. He was obviously probably the best acquisition the Hawks had, mm-hmm. and maybe the whole league too.
Now he's playing tonight. The reports are that he is in the arena. There was talk that he wasn't, that they might not make it tonight because they had a baby this morning.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good excuse if he didn't.
That's absolutely a good excuse.
But also, St. Louis is pretty close to Chicago. You know, 42-minute flight. He probably had time to spare, you know?
I just, you know, in situations like that, that's where I'm always like, is there like does family planning come into play? I mean, this is playoffs.
Are you
don't
saying
have a
that
baby? You don't have a baby during the playoffs, right?
You want a baby clause in future
there
contracts.
There should be a baby clause.
Is what you're
it's like
for.
You are docked pay if you have a baby during a playoff game. I mean, Jay Cutler did this as well during the Bears season. They had a baby. He's like, I was up all night and then I play on Sunday. I'm like, hey, you could have a baby in April. And in this case, Andrew Ladd, go ahead and have a baby in September.
Well, Cutler already had such a good image with the public. So.
But he is going to play.
He's in.
And let's talk about some of the other people, some of the players on this squad that missed some time. Corey Crawford, he came back on Saturday. He played the final game just to shake off the rust. But is he okay?
I think he's okay. Shortly after that game, obviously let in quite a few goals versus Columbus, but they're resting like six guys that game. That game didn't matter. They knew they were going to finish in third and either have to play the Blues or the Stars. Now they're playing the Blues tonight, obviously. And it wasn't just Crawford either. They were resting Anisimov, Hossa, Shaw. Those guys got like a week of rest. And Crawford, you know, nursing an injury, but he rested for about a month. And Quinville said just a few days ago, never seen him look so good at practice.
Really? Okay, so let's keep going down that line. Marian Hossa. Marian Hossa, to me, is one of the most underrated Blackhawks. Obviously, I mean, this guy came from the Red Wings and other players where he came in, and he was that guy who came in, and when he came to the Hawks, we started winning championships. So talk about Marian Hossa. He's getting up there in age, and he has had a couple of injuries. What's his status for this series, and also what does he mean to the Blackhawks?
Yeah, I mean, he meant so much when he got traded here. You saw people go crazy, and I interviewed McDonough recently, and he's a guy, and he's saying that I don't know if we win all these championships without Marian Hossa, because he's a guy that with the way the second line played, and when the first line's on, it's a lot of times it's Taves scoring or guys in the bottom six. So you might not hear his name attached to some, you know, beautiful highlight reel goals, but his two-way game, at times, there's no one better in the league. The way he can just steal a puck and make a play out of it. He scores a lot on breakaways. Mm-hmm. He's got good moves, but it's really his defensive game and his ability to score when there's a chance that separates him from everyone else.
Let me ask about some of the other players. Obviously, we're not going to see Duncan Keith tonight. One more game on the suspension. Will the Blackhawks miss him tonight?
They will. I think, you know, they got guys like Trevor Van Riemsdyk, his first full rookie year. I think he played about 18 games last year before taking a really nasty knee injury and not getting back till the final. But he's stepped up. He's looked really good. I really liked his positioning. His passes are right on the tape. I think he'll help log those minutes a little bit. And, you know, if they're able to pull away with one tonight and they get Keith back tomorrow, the Blues are in trouble.
Okay, let's talk about this rivalry. The St. Louis Blues, we've heard nonstop today, and this was pretty much coming from Chicago media, the idea that the Blues don't win this series, or let's even say that, you know, and maybe not say this, but the idea that if they don't win the Stanley Cup, they're going to see some changes in St. Louis, that the team's getting ready to be blown up. Is that accurate?
I think it is in a way. I think maybe not win the Stanley Cup, but they need to make it into a few rounds at least. I mean, this is a team, you want to talk about the regular season, they always look good in the regular season. I think they finished first or second in five straight seasons, and only once in 2012 have they gone to the second round, and then they were knocked out of that round. So they're usually a first-round exit.
What's their problem? Why is that? I mean, for a team that everybody is picking to win this series because they're such a dominant regular season team, what has been their problem in the playoffs?
I think, you know, in 2014, you look at them playing a team like the Hawks. Yeah. That's guys are able to maneuver around them on their skates and make plays. They're playing a faster, more skilled team in the Hawks. And the deeper you go, even just a second round in the NHL playoffs, you'll see a team like that where the Blues are a big, hard-hitting team.
Yeah. Okay, so this rivalry, I mean, just refresh our memory. The St. Louis Blues and Chicago Blackhawks obviously have been getting at each other for a long time, but this season, how are the two teams matched up?
Hawks won two of the five matchups, but St. Louis was able to win three in overtime. So close games, but the Blues came out on top, and Vladimir Tarasenko is the Blues' Patrick Kane. And the last time they played on April 7th at United Center, Tarasenko scored with a minute 15 left to take away Darlene's shutout.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Imagine how he felt. And then he scored again in overtime. Tarasenko.
Okay, so that's their big star. Rob just talked about them being a heavy team, that the Blues are a tough team. They're going to try to be physical in this matchup. How do they match up with our Blackhawks?
I think it's a little bit like what I was saying with the skill is that you've seen the Hawks fare well against teams like this, especially as series go to six games, seven games. The bigger teams, I remember when they played the Ducks last year, Ryan Kessler was saying, we're hitting the crap out of these guys, basically. I don't know why it's not working. It's going to work at some point because, I don't know, they're able to absorb the hits and make plays. Mm-hmm. And you can't just try to bury guys in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You have to be able to make plays. You have
a little bit
to score.
More skill.
You have to play solid
like
D.
Right. And defense. I mean, this is it's underrated. But the Blackhawks, that seems to be a little bit of their specialty. The fact that they've been defensive and are able to shut down other teams in the playoffs.
It is, and a lot of the defense is actually on a penalty kill. And the Hawks struggled there. Probably the middle of the year till right up until the end of the year when Kruger came back with 11 games left to spare and they've been trending up. They killed 29-31.
There's something to be said about when Marcus Kruger came back, the Blackhawks skid ended. And you start, there was six or seven games where they won their last. I mean, the Columbus game doesn't count because they didn't play that one. But they were you know, three, four, five games in a row where they were stringing them together. But Marcus Kruger is an important part of this squad.
I think a guy like him just shows how important special teams are in hockey, not just the power play. Power play plays a bigger role in the regular season where it's a little easier to score. Maybe it's not as tight. But the penalty kill you need in the playoffs, that's – I think Eddie Olczyk just said it, and I obviously agree with him, that penalty kill, you need that to be going. And it's been red hot. Like I said, 29 of their last 31 penalties killed with Kruger back.
All right, let me ask you this. Who's your not to steal from Hawk – who's your picks to click for the Blackhawks in this series?
It's easy. Tonight, Ladd. Yeah? Babies are lucky. Look at hockey. Babies are always lucky. He'll get two or three goals tonight.
I think so.
Yeah.
He's not
easy.
Tired.
That
he's
easy.
He's just like, oh, no.
No, baby energy.
Baby energy? Playoff baby energy?
Yeah,
okay.
It's a real thing.
On the Blues side, what should the Blackhawks be watching for?
They got to watch Tarasenko, obviously. I mean, it's going to be tough to score against them. Again, they're big.
This is
playoff hockey.
Yeah,
Elliott and Allen have been great. Elliott's going tonight in net for the Blues. I think just make your chances count against a team like this.
So for the Chicago Blackhawks, I mean, they're so deep. Do they shorten their rotation? Do they shorten their lines? Or maybe say some of the rookies, even some of the ones that we've come to love this year, aren't going to see as much ice time?
Yeah, we've seen Quenneville do that a lot. You're going to see the top six guys, your Kane and your Taves and your Hosa's log way more minutes because they're used to it. And they can do it.
Right?
Those are the guys that are going to make the plays that win you a series. And same with the top four D-men.
Who do you see not getting as much ice time?
I think you look if Ehrhoff that they got during the acquisitions, who has not done very well, filling in on defense for the Hawks, a guy like him, if he's in the lineup, I'm not sure if he's in yet, he's not going to see a lot of time. Roosevelt might not see much time, but I think he's been pretty good this year. Fans like to rag on him, but
yeah,
I think last year he was
before he got hurt.
He had a rough time.
they were getting on.
But I think he's been pretty solid this year.
All right, so overall, why don't you give us an overall prediction? You think the Hawks got this one?
Series or tonight?
Series.
Series, I have the Hawks winning in six.
In six.
It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy.
I asked Rob the same question. When you get down to the idea of home ice, right, home ice advantage, in hockey, I always feel like, in the Hawks, it doesn't really matter. Like, I feel like, you know, you can go in and it's like, it feels like a 52-48 chance, you know, like, it just seems that the Blackhawks can win anywhere, or in this case, the Blues will come to Chicago and win. It really doesn't matter.
I think they played so many games on the road and at home in the playoffs the last few years, I don't think they do care. But I think if you go and you start on the road like they are tonight, the first two games, you want to split, and then you have a very, very good chance of winning that series if you're able to split the first two.
All right, Scott King. He is the his podcast Blackhawks Crazy is on WGN Plus. He's also a Red Eye contributor. Scott, thanks for breaking it down for us, and go Hawks!
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
Get ready to hear that song throughout Chicago bars tonight. If you live next to one of the bars, like, what is that sound? I used to live in a condo during the first Stanley Cup championship, and they were on either I was on a delay or they were on a delay. I forgot how it worked, but the bar across the street would just be like, like 7 seconds before what I would see. And then by the time I saw it on the TV, it'd be like, and then when they won the Stanley Cup, I looked out there and it looked like World War Z. Like, it just looked like a bunch of zombies eating a bus, you know, down in the West Loop. It was pretty funny. All right, coming up here, Judd Zerot's going to have the pregame for tonight's, this is great. The first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Chicago Blackhawks versus St. Louis Blues here on 720 WGN. We'll get to that. We'll be back tomorrow night. We have actor Gary Cole, Steppenwolf alum, also known best probably for Office Space. Mm-hmm. What's happening, Peter?
So great.
He probably hates talking about that. I think like event like, hey, oh, it's Bill Lundberg.
I feel like I read something with him where he embraces that.
Oh, he does.
He is happy that he's just remembered for something.
He's so good in that.
Yeah.
He's just so good.
He's good in
everything. He's good in everything. He's in town for a big TV festival. We'll talk with him about that tomorrow because he's in Veep, you know, which is a big deal, which is coming up soon. Comedian Jen Kirkman will be on tomorrow. She's got a new book. Musician Esther Ballant, who was also, she's in Louis C.K.'s show, Louis. Also, we're going to break down the police task force study that was just released today, and we'll get a better understanding of the education funding proposal from Governor Rauner. We didn't get a chance to talk about that, but we'll get Mike Fouché in here from AlderTrack, and we'll talk about what's happening both in city and state politics. That's on the download tomorrow night here on 720 WGN Chicago. You're listening to 720 WGN Radio Chicago and WGNRadio.com. I'm very excited to say that 30 seconds from now, Judd Zerot's going to take over with the pregame for tonight's round one, game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Chicago Blackhawks in St. Louis to take on the St. Louis Blues. Hear the game at 8:30 with John Weideman and Troy Murray right here on WGN Radio.